Yeah, I think that, obviously, like I said, I think it depends on who you're going against and how well your unit's playing. And if you can take those two parameters and measure them, I think that'll give you a decision for that week. And I think that's a week-to-week decision. One week you may kick it out of the back of the end zone. The very next week you may be kicking the ball to the 5-yard line.
How does that affect if Devin comes back healthy? What, you know, Coach said, hey, even in so certain situations, he's going to get the green light. How do you think that will affect Devin and the way that people approach him if he gets back to full strength?
So if they kick it deep, right, we've always had a rule for that, so that won't change, you know, in terms of the ball being kicked deep. And then if they kick it short, then he's going to have an opportunity to have a touch.
Mm-hmm. What's the rule with him, I'm sorry, with how deep?
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Coach, after 2 days of the OTA, y'all finally been able to get out on the field. Who are some of the, has there been a couple guys you've been, that have jumped out at you? Or,
yeah, you know what? I think this is a really good rookie class, really mature group. I think the guys do a good group as a whole. I think they're very, very mature, fast guys. I mean, this is a fast, fast class. These kids can run. They do a nice job.
Speaking of the rookies, what have you seen from Devin Fuller when you watch tape of him, and how do you see him fitting in? Because he has returnability, obviously.
Yeah, he has some returnability. Hadn't had it, you know, he's caught the ball well out here off of the jugs and off of Matt's foot, so he's done a nice job from that regard. Just hadn't had a chance to see him return it versus a coverage unit yet, but you'll have high aspirations for him.
How did he look at UCLA doing the returns for the Bruins?
He did a nice job. He's a smart returner. He makes good decisions. He is capable of explosive returns. So, you know, we're looking forward to see what he's going to do in the preseason.
Overall, Coach, last year, what did you think about special teams, and what do you want to improve upon this season?
I thought we were average. I think we need to get better as a coverage unit, and I think we need to get better in the return game. And we did not block any field goals or punts last year, so we've got some work to do.
How much easier does it make your job when you have someone as dependable as Bryant when it comes to kicking, and Bosher when it comes to punting?
Oh, big time. I think your specialists, that's the first thing that you win with. You know, whether it's your kickoff returner, your place kicker, and your punter, makes it a lot easier when they're placing the ball and putting the ball in spots and doing the things that they can get done in terms of punting and kicking.
Is it a little unusual to have that type of stability for as long as you guys have had it?
Yeah, you've seen some turnover here, you know, over the years. So, but those guys, you know, they've come in. It was neat because Bryant trained Bosch, Bosch trains Harris. You know, so it was neat to see those three levels of guys, you know, and now they're all mature and doing a really good job.
When you talk about a younger returner like Fuller, what's the biggest adjustments you found some of the younger guys have to make the first time they go around?
Decisions in terms of game management, you know, your Peter calls, fair catching at the right time, when you need to return a ball. Biggest thing you'll see with a lot of young returners is guys don't get the ball vertical. You have to be a vertical returner in this league. You cannot run to the sideline. You can't run left and right.
Coach, Frank Beamer might have been the first guy that we talked about that puts the best players on special teams. Is that a trend that's actually happening in college? How much does that help you guys?
It really helps here because now you're putting guys on your punt team and they've got reps and they understand what it's about. And then that helps obviously with the attitude part of it as well. Right.
Teams, I mean,
right.
Head coaching responsibility too.
Right.
Has the emphasis on the special teams through the years has become more and more emphasized?
You know what happens to nowadays is with the specialties in terms of the nickel package and in terms of vote, whether it be offense and defense, now you're taking that third corner, he's more of a defensive player, that third receiver is more of an offensive player, where those guys were more special teams players. So it's a little further down the bottom of the roster in terms of who's covering kicks. But, you know, the emphasis is there at the bottom. But, you know, there's now those three, there's three corners now versus two. And there's three receivers now, so you're losing two players at times. And it's really cool, like a guy like Hardy end up being that third guy, and he was, you know, he was a good special teams player. So.
And an injury can even cause more chaos.
Yes. Injuries are the biggest deal because now you get an injury at linebacker, you may lose your starting left tackle on the punt team, and now you've got to go put another guy in that probably wasn't even active.
You talk about guys being professional. How do you handle someone that says, maybe special teams, that's beneath me? You take that personally?
You know, unfortunately, I do. You know, I have to be honest. Unfortunately, I do. And that's just the competitive nature in me. And, you know, sometimes you get that chip on your shoulder. So the older I get, the better I handle it. You know, so now I've learned to take a breath, you know, a deep breath. And then, okay, now I'll try to find a way to reach this kid. How can I reach him? Let me put some tape together and show him what really happens. You know, so this year I tried to nip it in the bud before it even happened. I got pictures of Justin Hardy. I got pictures of Tevin Coleman, Teron Ward, all in their superstar, you know, roles in college. And I'm showing them Oregon State, and I'm showing them East Carolina, and I'm showing them Indiana returning, you know, that long 70-yard touchdown, excuse me, versus Ohio State. And then I turned around and showed them covering kicks. So the rookies saw that. You know, they saw Coleman taking one to the house versus Ohio State. Then they also saw Coleman make a smart play versus San Francisco where he goes out of bounds, can't touch the ball, and then Hardy comes and does a flip, taps the ball back, and then I showed the, both of them. Hardy's got this East Carolina trophy up, the picture of him, and, you know, I show him making about 5 or 10 people miss as a receiver at East Carolina, and then I showed him, bam, lining up and splitting that wedge and going making the tackle. And I think that kind of, oh, so you mean I am that guy, and I'm going to do that. Yeah, it's kind of what you do.
Last question, guys. How do your eyes line up after Sunday, Monday? How does it work with going to Dan saying you see a tendency, whether it's a fake, whether it's an onside? How does that work? Is it by Monday night you go to Dan and say, we got this one this week?
Yeah, he's all in, you know, for that type of stuff right there. So if you got an edge, he wants to know about it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you don't want anybody. You know what I mean? And you try not to. Hopefully, you don't have a young rookie who's got a buddy on the other team, because then they're calling, hey, you know, guess what we have? You know, we got something for you this week. Well, thanks, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. We didn't ask him about Rose, the young kicker who was out here.
Nick Rose, big leg. He looked nice. He did a nice job. Big leg. Big, strong leg. You know, just going to work on his consistency. But he's a good good kid and a good kicker.